We continue our learning of Mishmas Tavya ben Menachem Yishtem Cham Yaakov Pipitachos Eliyahu and Erech and Periches Mishnah Beis. Amar Echad Harehi Shteli Be'eser Slam. Here, when the Beis HaMikdash, the Gizbar, the treasurer, is now announcing that there's a field for sale and someone's going to redeem the field, so they auction it off, see what the highest bid they can get, and someone offers 10 sela. But Vechorom Be'esrim. Then someone else bids 20 slime. So you have 5 bids. The first was 10, followed by 20, 30, 40, and now 50. So, of course, we would give it to the person who bid 50, but chazar boshel chamishim. But then the one who bid 50, he retracted. So the Mishnah here says, memashkenin minichasav ad eser. Means that we take, or we secure, take security from his nechasim up to 10 sela. What does this mean? So the person who bid 50 becomes obligated to pay that amount. Once he makes that bid, that's his obligation. So it's true, he didn't, there was no kinyan that took place, but nonetheless, we assume when it comes to hekdesh, amiraso legavoa kimisiraso lehedyot. That's a principle discussed in Maseches Kiddushin. When someone says something, a declaration when it comes to hekdesh is equivalent to a mesira, actually a transaction when it comes to a regular person. So just the amira itself means something. So here he said 50. Now in the end, it's not going to cost. He doesn't have to pay all 50 because the Beis HaMikdash doesn't lose out. On 50. It loses out on 10 because the next bid closest to 50 was 40. So because he bid 50 and the next bid was 40 and he retracts, so based on this, loses out on 10, and that's why they have the right to collect the 10 from him. That's what it means. Memashkenin, they could potentially take security, minichasav, from his possessions ad eser, until he pays up that eser, so to pay that difference. Chazar bo shel arboim, let's say now, after the one who bid 40, he retracts. So, memashkenin minichasav ad eser. Which means the 50 person retracted, we take 10 from him, or so take a security for 10 that he's going to owe 10. Now, after that happened, the one who bid 40 retracted. So, we take 10 from him. So that also makes up the difference. I get 10 from the one who bid 50, 10 from the one who bid 40, and then the base is going to get 30 from the one who actually bid 30 is willing to pay up. What about chazar bo shel shloshim? So then we have to take 10 from him, chazar bo shel esrim, the one who bid 20, and after all of the, everyone keeps retracting. Now the 21, the one who bid 20 retracts. So then we take 10 from him. So now I have 10 from everybody, from the 50, 40, 30, 20, I get 10 from all of them. And of course, the one who bid 10 is still willing to pay, so we take 10 from him. And altogether, we get our 50, which we had from the very beginning. What about Chazar Bo Shel Eser? The one who bid 10, now we, after everyone retracts, he retracts as well. So what's the base of it? Going to get zero? So Mochrin Osav B'Shav, yeah, then they sell it for its value and see what people are willing to pay. No one's going to pay zero for it. They'll get something for it, but it could be they're not going to get the full 10 sela. So V'nefroin Mishel Eser El Samosar. So everyone, of course, is going to pay the 10 that they owe, the 50, the 40, the 30 already. But now the person who bid 10, so if we can sell it for 10, so he doesn't have to pay anything. But if we can, let's say we sell it for only 5, so then he's going to have to pay the difference, the Mosar, he'll have to pay 5. Then the Mishnah says, Habalim Omrim Be'esrim, V'chol Adam Omrim Be'esrim. If the owners of the field bid 20 sela to redeem it from Hekdesh and other people, a bid, 20. So habalim kodmin, we give preference to the baal because we get more money from the baal. Mnei shehein mosi from chumash. Of course, we know that the baal who redeems from hektesh has to add on a fifth, which we've mentioned several times is really a fourth. It's a fifth once we include that number in the whole picture. So he has to add on that fifth, that chumash. So therefore, hektesh will gain more. We give it to the baal. The Periches Mishnah Gimel is really a continuation of this. Amar Echad Harehi Sheli Be'esrim Va'achas. You have someone where here Echad is referring to the someone else, meaning the owner bid 20 selah, as we said in the previous Mishnah, which is okay. Well, if he bid 20 and someone else bid 20, give it to the owner because he's going to add on a fifth. Here the owner bid 20 and someone said Harehi Sheli Be'esrim Va'achas. I'll pay 21. Says the Mishnah, Habalim nos demestrim vashesh. We have the owner pay 26. What's 26? Well, we can't give this to the one who bid after the owner because the owner is going to end up paying more. He has to add on a fifth. He bid 20. So what's a fifth of 20? Well, it was meant as a chomesh, is 5. So he's going to give 20. He's going to give, because it's really a quarter, but together now it's 25. It ends up being a fifth of 25. So when the owner bids 20, he's going to end up giving the Beis HaMikdash 25. So although this person bid more than the owner did, this person bid 21, but in the end, 21 is less than 25. But because this person bid an extra sela, we compel the owner to give 26, because we add, we say, well, you would have to give a fifth anyway, but this person bid more than you did, so we tell him he has to pay 26. Same pattern. If someone, after the owner bid 20, someone bid 22, so we can't give it to the person who bid 22 because the owner will end up giving more. But because this person bid more than the owner, we make the owner, we compel him to give 27. The 25, the 20 that he bid now with the fifth is 25. And now, because this person bid more, so we make the owner. The hektesh shouldn't lose out, so to speak, here either. And therefore, the owner has to give two extras, 27. Besim v'shalosh, after the owner bid 20, another person bid 23, ha'balim nos dimesim v'shmonias, the baal has to give 28. Besim v'arba, someone bid 24, after the owner bid 25, ha'balim nos dim teshav v'esim, the owner gives 29. B'chamesh v'esrim, and if someone bid 25, ha'balim nos dim shloshim. So now if someone else bid 25, so hold on, the owner bid 20, he's going to end up giving 25 also. Now someone else bid 25, so that's equal. So here we say, nonetheless, the owner has to give 30. So the Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin asked the obvious question. In all the other cases, the one who bid after the owner ended up bidding less. So Hektesh would end up losing out. Here, Hektesh doesn't end up losing out. The owner bid 20, will end up paying with the extra fifth, he'll give 25. And this person bid 25. So why should the owner have to pay 30? So the Gemara assumes that, and the Bar Tanura quotes here, Umitaritz kigom da amur bailin beresha pruta yoser al esem sulam. Really, the owner had offered more than 20. It doesn't mention the prut because it's very little, but it's really 20 plus. Dimati chushbana de karen v'chomesh lachamish v'esim v'pruta, because ends up being the owner would end up paying 25 and a pruta to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why, so the iyavin and leila high, if we'd give it to the other person who bid 25, which sounded like the same as the owner, now the owner bid 25 plus, a little bit more. If we give it to the other person, hektesh will end up losing out. Hilkoch mahadrinon abaylim bal korchayu. That's why we go against the will of the owner and we require him. Require him to pay. Now, why is he paying 30? Because we say, well, you bid a little bit more. This person who bid 20, which would make you chayev 25, and the other person bid 25, but you really bid a little bit more than that. So because of that, we compel you to give the extra 5 sela that this person, was willing to give, because you only bid 20 and he bid 25. So therefore, we end up saying that the owner has to give 30. She'ein mosifin chomesh al iluyo shel zeh. This explains why we have all of the everything that we mentioned before. The reason why the owner has to pay the money that we have in the Mishnah is because we want him to match what the other person offered. He also has to pay a fifth on that which he bid, and then any additional to match what the other person offered. But he does not have to pay more than what it means. Ein mosifin chomesh alilu yoshel. That means he doesn't have to add a fifth onto the extra. We don't now say, well, now we add on to the extra 2, the extra 3 to match the other person's bid, and now you have to pay an extra fifth on that as well. That much we do not do, because the owner, although the owner has to pay a fifth on on that which he bid. So he pays a fifth. He has his number. The bid, let's say he said 20. So he said 20. Okay, your fifth on that is 5. So that's 25. Oh, the other person bid 27. Now you'd add on 2. We don't add on a fifth onto that. 2, that much we do not do. We don't add a chomesh on the iluyo on that extra, the excess that the other person offered. Amar echad harehi sheli be'esrim v'rashesh. Here the Mishnah says, someone says, I was offering 26. So a regular person, not the owner, said, I'm going to redeem this list of land for 26 sela. Imratzu habalim litein shloshim va'achas v'dinar. If the owner wants to give 31 sela and a dinar, dinar is a quarter of a sela, habalim code means so the balim get precedence. They get preference. So it's a little bit difficult. What exactly is the Mishnah doing? We assume that the Mishnah is telling us that the owner has the opportunity, as we've said in the past, to match the bid of the other person. So what happened? This person said 26. So if the balim want, they can give. So what would they give? If that person says 26, so the balim, I'd be adding on a fifth, so we would expect them to give 31. One adds 6 sela to the original bid. His bid, right? What was the bid of the other person? The other person bid 26. We assume then that the owner was bid only 25. Okay, so if you want, we'll have you add on. We'll have you add on a fifth. Add on a fifth now, and now you want to match his bid. So then you would have to give 31. Meaning, this sounds like it should be the regular case of before. You have the Baal bid 20. So what does that end up Hekdesh getting? Gets 25, because that's you have to add on a fifth. So the Baal has 25. Now this person bid 26. Oh, so even with the owner's extra fifth, extra chomesh, it doesn't amount to 26. It only amounts to 25. So the Mishnah here says, if the Baalim want, if they want, they can give 31, because what this person said, 26. So if he wants, he can add 6 sela to his original bid, which was, well, 20, but ends up being 25. And that way, he'll be able to match whatever the bid was. Why? Because remember, the bid of this person is worth 26. You want to match that 26? Okay, very good. So add 6 sela. It would follow the same pattern as the other Mishnayos. But here the Mishnah says, if the owner wants to give 31 and a dinar, then the Balaam are kodem. Why are we adding on this dinar? So the Gemara explains that the discussion in the case here, the Mishnah means that the owner must have offered a bid, which was not 20, which rather, if you add on the fifth, would have ended up being 26, not 25. If that's the case, so just do the math. There are four dinar and a sela. So if he bid 20, so then okay. So I understand why the extra dinar doesn't make any sense. But here if he bid 21, which is what the Gemara assumes, the Baal bid 21. This other person bid 26. So a fifth of 21, which is a fourth, is 5 sela and a dinar. 5 sela and a dinar. So if the owner had bid 21 sela, so the extra fifth would have been 5 sela and a dinar. And that would have been worth 26 sela and a dinar, which would be a dinar more than the highest bid that we had here, than this 26. So therefore, who do we give it to? We give it to the original owner. So that's what the Mishnah means. Amar echad harei again. Harei sheli be'etzem v'shesh. This person bid 26. Imratzu ha'baylim litein shloshim ve'echad v'dinar. Which means, if the original owner had wanted to give 21 sela all the way from the beginning, which would now end up being, if you add on a fifth to that, plus, if you add on a fifth, plus the trying to match, you'd end up with 31 and a dinar. And he's willing to do that. Habalim kon, imla, but if not, what does it mean if not? If he didn't bid 21, it's sela, but only bid 20. So then how much is a fifth? It's only 25. So that even if the other person bid 25 and not 26, what would we say? Omim higiyascha. We, the Beis HaMikdash, the Gizbar, would say to the one who bid 25, guess what? The field belongs to you. Remember, this is where the owner If you only bid 20 and the other person bid 25, we'll say, okay, this is yours. Why? Because in such a case, the bid of the owner, even if you add on the chomesh, how much is this 25? That's not any more than the other person bid. So the Beis HaMikdash doesn't lose out at all. So that's why only in the case where the original owner bid 21. And this other person bid 26, so then we say, oh, if the owner wants to give 31 and a dinar, which will amount to more than the other person, so then the balim are kodim. But if not, laugh. If it's not so, we only bid the owner bid 20, where his 25, where his fifth will be 25, and that will be exactly equal to the other person, assuming the other person bid 25. Then Omrim Higi Ascha, then we say to the one who bid 25, that's yours. Certainly if you bid 26, it would be his.